بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of making nasiha, giving advice to one another. And that should be an ingrained quality in a believer, that he wants the good of all other believers as well. And at every opportunity he looks for an occasion that he can spread that good amongst people, either by inviting them towards good, forbidding them from evil, etc., making dua for the welfare of the people, etc. We read two hadiths before that, and today the next, the third hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you can have iman, حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, until he does not love for his brother that which he loves for himself. That is iman kamil, complete and perfect iman. Will come at that time when a person desires all good. What he desires for himself, he desires for his fellow brothers as well. That is, he wants the best of things in this dunya, which is permitted and which is within the limits of Sharia, then he wants that for his brothers also. He wants the best of akhirat, which is the main object and the main purpose of life, and he wants that for his fellow brothers also. So he will make dua also accordingly, and on that we, each one of us, we have to gauge ourselves, how much do we make dua for our fellow brothers, and wherever we get the opportunity to try and invite them also towards goodness and to things that will give them the goodness, a good Islamic life in this world, a good Islamic life in the year after, that is in the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. With regard to that, it is explanation is given, it is human nature to love the best of everything for one's self. That is by nature, everyone loves for himself what is the best. However, when one desires the best for others too, that is a sign of humility. That is a sign of perfect iman and humility, that what you love for yourself, you love for your fellow brothers as well. During desiring the best for others means that one should advise and guide every Muslim towards goodness. That is what is the meaning. Just to have that desire, it's not just a desire, but to make dua also and to make that effort also. And we can see we are very negligent on both these fronts, where we do make dua, whether we make dua for fellow Muslims and whether we make an effort upon them that deeni life comes into them. That should be what should be the desire of a Muslim, and hope that they enjoy the same bounties as oneself. As what would like to have for himself, he must have that desire, that my fellow brothers must have it also. Family people also, friends also, town people, the whole ummah, we should desire for everyone. Today, unfortunately, within the home, there is so much of fighting that we don't even desire. We in fact curse one another. Sometimes some situations arise where husband and wife curse one another. Parents curse their children, and children curse their parents. This is very, very far from an Islamic way of life. There should be love and understanding and the desire in the heart, and the dua that follows, and then the effort that follows with it as well. In another hadith it is stated, you will notice the believers in their mercy, love and compassion for one another like a single body. As we have many times heard the other hadith also, that the Muslims with regard to the ummah at large, they are all like one body. The pain of one limb results in sleeplessness and pain for the entire body, any one part of the body. Today, what is happening in Palestine, how much does it affect us? How much do we make dua for them? How much do we fight for the ways of the enemies and the things that by which they are using in order to kill the people in Palestine or any other part of the world also? How much feeling have we got? All that we can see, how much of Iman-e-Kamil we have got in us. How much do we desire good for our fellow people? The pain of one limb results in sleeplessness and pain for the entire body. The single teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has within it the power to unify and strengthen the Muslim Ummah. If this one thing which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that we should desire good for our fellow people, which means we will make dua and we will make effort also accordingly, it is enough to unify the Ummah. But in its absence, we can see how diverse the Ummah is and how many factions we have been made into so many factions, so that we may stand firm against all external enemies. When that will be done, then we will be able to fight, and we will be able to have strength against the outside enemies. At the moment, we are all enemies of one another, ourselves. And all that is because we are not having unity on the truth, on the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and what Allah desires from us. We are making happy other people. We are making happy our nafs, etc. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we get the proper deen within us, and then that desire, that proper deen must come in the whole ummah also. And for that dua and efforts also is required. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.